My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Benny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Check swing, called strike three. That's a win for L.A., a winning homestand for the Dodgers. Evan Phillips with the save, and the Dodgers take the finale by a final of 6-3.
Yeah, a little bit. I thought it was okay. It's a tough lineup to pitch against, tough team to punch out. Like you said, there was some soft contact in there that kind of led to a couple runs, but I thought we did a nice job out of the bullpen. We just didn't have enough offense tonight. Yeah, we had opportunities. You know, we only had four hits, so tough to beat the Dodgers with four hits. Had some guys on base. Our at-bats early in the game weren't very good, and then I thought they got better as the game went on. We created some traffic, but just not enough offense. You know, we're not stringing many hits together right now. We scored on a three-run homer after a couple walks. You know, Santander swung about well. You know, Cows hit that homer, but we're not doing enough offensively against good teams. I'm always contemplating a lot of changes. I mean, tomorrow we're facing a lefty, so you'll probably see a couple guys in there, not in there. I mean, I've kind of shaken it up a couple times already. What, it just sense a theme there?
Yeah.
From Brandon Hyde?
Yeah, we did this, that, and the other. Not getting enough offense.
Yeah.
Water's wet, sky's blue, not getting enough offense. Cade Povich, boy, he talked about Cade Povich being okay, and he wasn't. Yeah, there was soft contact, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But we're not getting enough offense. That has been the theme of the second half of the season. We've talked about it this week. Now we're going to really start to harp on it because it's become a problema. Orioles were 3-for-20 with runners in scoring position during the series against the Dodgers. Steve Mulaski wrote about this morning on massandsports.com. In their last 12 games with runners in scoring position, they're hitting like a .145. Their three runs yesterday were, what was it?
Home run.
Three-run homer.
Yeah.
That's become the Orioles. And they're going to make the playoffs, barring a total collapse here in September. I mean, because they're, what, 8 games above Boston or 7.5. And we'll get to the standings and all that. So they'd have to really tank. And we're talking about for them to just be the last wild card. I mean, they're in a really strong playoff position. And they're only a game and a half out of first because the Yankees just don't want to take control.
Nope.
They just lost 2 out of 3 at the Nats. But the inability to put runs on the board. And I'm asking both of you, Vinny, Nolan, and obviously the audience at 410-583-1057. All right, you lost Westberg for now over a month, and hopefully he's back at the end of the season. All right, Hayes was traded to Philadelphia. Mateo's out for the year now. Who am I missing? You lost an all-star bat, and we cannot understate the absence of Westberg in many ways. But other than Westberg being gone, and Mateo was kind of flatlining offensively there before he got hurt. I mean, he brings the speed element, strong defensively, which has been a problem too. But where are the bats?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the excuse? What's the reason for them being unable to produce here offensively for 2 months, basically?
I don't think you can say the Westberg, use that as an excuse, Bob, because Urias is playing his spot, and he's been kicking ass.
He's been one of their better offensive players.
I guess the only thing that you would be doing is probably against lefties, Holiday wouldn't be playing second base, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and Westberg would be in there on an everyday basis. Yeah. But when Holiday was first came up, and then Mateo took over second, Urias was barely playing. But it's great that he stepped up the way that he has. But to your point, yeah, losing Westberg is a factor. But Nolan, I mean, their runners in scoring position has been a season-long problemo here. And Gunnar Henderson in particular, with two outs and runners in scoring position, yahoo, problematic to say the least.
Well, that was my big thought, is your other all-stars, Adley, Henderson, they combined to go 0 for 7 last night. And that's not just a one-game basis right there. That's been who those two guys have been for over a month at this point, especially Adley. And you go back to Hyde's comments there about shaking up the lineup. He has. Give him credit for that. He's tried most of what he can. But Adley's still comfortably sitting in that two spot every day. And that's one of those key things where I'm looking at, all right, he has a track record. He has a pedigree. But this isn't just a one-week slump. This isn't even a couple-week slump. This is well over a month for him. It's time to move him down there. I mean, it's time to you got to pull out all the stops.
Yeah, but who do you move up?
Arias? Arias? I don't know. I mean, come on. You just got done talking about him. You know, he can't bat eighth every night if he's going to produce like that. You got to try something.
Adley Rutschman in June when he earned his All-Star nod.
Yeah.
And he earned it. He was a deserving starting catcher for the All-Star team. Hit 132 in July. He's hitting 244 in the month of August. Here's the concerning thing. Well, the power numbers have totally dipped. The 295 on-base percentage. He's usually in the 380s. That was one of his main attributes coming out of college. The patience and the discipline at the plate. And now he's just hacking away, and he's falling behind in counts. And, you know, maybe because I guess once a track record starts to speak and these umpires seem to be inexperienced and crappy anyway, you know, guys with a reputation for being great, judging balls and strikes with their eye, would get the benefit of the doubt on a close pitch. Now Adley's getting balls called strikes against him, which last year wasn't the case. So Adley, is it the back? Is it the wrist? I mean, there are things in play. Remember, he got scratched because of a sore back a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. But his decline offensively has been well documented. So, Nolan, to your point, your all-stars right now aren't playing like all-stars, and that includes Corbin Burnes, who's been brutal post-all-star break here.
Yeah, you're in big games, your big players got to show up, and they're not. I mean, Bob, last night, Gunner, I mean, you got a chance, tied a game. You know, with two outs in the seventh inning.
Bases loaded.
Right. And you whiff. So, yeah. And, you know, they were saying on the broadcast about Rutschman last night. Now, listen, you know, a lot of times you're only going to get one pitch to hit, and you let that pitch go by all the time. You know, the first strike.
Yeah, he takes that all day long. And look, I know you want to be patient, but then if he grounds out the second, we're whining because he's too aggressive early in the count. But we're getting back to Gunner real quick. We're starting to see him more slamming bats, slamming helmets than we are slamming baseballs into fair territory here.
He's a frustrated dude right now, very frustrated right now. The body, you know, because we talked about it yesterday, Bob. Burnes, he was MF'ing, you know, he was screaming a lot that game.
So was I.
All right, and then Gunner's been the same way recently. His body language is terrible, too.
Well, it's terrible in a... He's not like moping like the
frustration.
Like Kimbrel's is, boy, I suck. Yeah, Gunner's is more like, why am I not? I'm missing by this much. So, Nolan, we're seeing Gunnar looking to be a guy, as Vinny said, frustrated. And can he get out of this frustration as we're only 2 days left? By the way, the Orioles need to win the next 2 days, or these will be their first two full losing months since April and May of 2022.
Wow.
Well, it poses the question, who's the leader? I mean, who's the leader in the clubhouse for times like this? All your best players on paper are young stars that are only, what, in their second full season in the major league level? Gunnar, Adley, guys like that. So this is the first time they've gone through struggles. We've talked about that here recently, how they're having some trouble navigating that, and you do kind of understand it from that regard, but they're way too talented to simply slump for this long. I mean, it makes no sense. Some people are pointing the finger at the hitting coaches, but they were here last year. Didn't hear any gripes about them last year. They were here earlier in June when the team was bashing 1 through 9 in the lineup. I didn't hear any complaining then. What's changed? It's not like the hitting coaches are going to these guys saying, hey, you had a great month of June. Let's change everything.
We go back to that June game against the Yankees where they put 17 on the board. There were 24 games over 500. They were on pace to win over 100 games. They led the majors in homers, runs scored, OPS, runs per game. I mean, they were hitting all the benchmarks. And it's and even in the second half of the season, if you look at them statistically, they're not dreadful. But it just seems as though they're an extremely offensively challenged team. And when Cade Povich can't get through four innings, soft contact or not, doesn't help your cause. So Suarez, Kramer, hopefully Eflin coming up Sunday in Colorado. So you got the Rockies and the White Sox. 4-2 will take. Even that might be unacceptable. And Colorado's actually been playing better baseball at home since the start of July. So that's not even a given anymore.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, Bob. One positive from Soto was good again.
Yeah, I'd like to see him good in a high leverage situation, though.
It's well, just take small steps.
There you go.
Steps.
Baby steps. Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We must close the first segment on a tragic, and tragic is the news. Johnny Gaudreau, 7-time NHL All Star, and his brother, Vinny. Horrible, horrible story out of New Jersey.
Yeah, they were killed by a drunk driver last night, 8:19 p.m. in Jersey. They were in Jersey for their sister's wedding today. And I mean, I've known Johnny Gaudreau. I've known his dad forever. And I've known the brother, Mark. I've known him. He coaches the high school team over there now. But he's from the same rink that Charlie played at all the time in South Jersey. It's 84 miles from my house to Hollydale Rink. And Johnny was, that was Johnny's rink. That's where he grew up. That's where his dad coached hockey. His dad ran the hockey program there. And it is, and Johnny's got two young kids. And Bob, you said one was 6 months old, which, it is a sad, sad story. And I feel so bad for that family. And Johnny touched a lot of lives there, man, at the rink. He was there all the time, and the kids looked up to him and loved him, and the brother the same thing. So that one hit hard this morning.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I think guys are trying to, I don't really know how to say it, but I think guys are trying to preserve themselves for the postseason because ultimately that's what's most important. You know, everybody wants to win the division and it's fun and that's the goal, but you know, you want to win the World Series, you want to be the winner at the very end.
All right. First of all, you got to get to the playoffs first.
Right.
Winning a division is huge. And given the injuries that they have had, winning the division and then getting 5 days off would be monumental. All right, they crapped the bed last year and Hyde was even making excuses. Well, we lost our routine. We tried. Now, bleep that. All right, say you eke into the playoffs. You play Tuesday. An opponent to be determined. Saving themselves? Is he referring to himself? Is he speaking for Westberg, who still has a cast on his hand? I would be willing to bet my left short one that if Jordan Westberg could play tonight, he'd be in the lineup. So what are we reading between? It sounded pretty direct there that, you know, I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to say it. Maybe we're saving ourselves for the right moment. Like your wedding night, Nolan. You're going to save yourself.
Well, if that's the case, when did it start? Like a month ago? Because they haven't been hitting for about a month.
I mean, but I'm saying for him, I mean, did it start? You know what? I don't need to start 15 minutes from now. I'm going to rest up for the postseason. I'm guessing that came out wrong because it implies that there are players that could play today or soon who aren't because they want to make sure they're 100% healthy for the postseason. Am I reading this wrong?
I think at best, it's just a poor choice of words. You know, you could frame it a different way and say, hey, you know, we're not playing our best ball right now, but there's a whole month left. We got a lot of time to turn this thing around, and that's our full goal. We'd rather be hot in the final 2 weeks of September than hot right now and then lose it in late September. That's not too different than what he's saying, but it's a word choice thing, and it's a big difference there.
Well, if he said, I don't know how to say it,
right,
and then like qualified with what he said with that, okay. Now, he's throwing from flat ground. He's going to be throwing off a mound soon. We're talking about Grayson. Eflin could start Sunday because he's due to come off the IL, and you know there's a 2BA for the Orioles against the Rockies, but I didn't like the way that came out of his suck hole there.
No, I'm guessing Hyder will have a conversation with him, and I'll bet you there'll be some response about that today or something.
Say, what are you saying?
Right. And if I'm Hyder, I'm calling him in. Like, yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, I would, again, Westberg would play if he could today. Kerstad, you don't think he'd love to be on the roster right now? Getting ready because he can't play because he got brained by the Yankees. You know, we'll get into that when we see them in about a month. But Grayson Rodriguez coming off like, well, we're going to wait till we're 100%, not go out there and try to, you know, winning the division would be cool and nice and stuff, but we're more worried about the World Series.
Well, I don't even know if he's directly talking about injured players. I mean, what if he's just talking?
Yeah, I don't tell you. I don't take it as injured players. I take it as everybody.
I mean, what Bob's saying is obviously right with Jordan Westberg and everything. If they were able to play, they'd be out there, no doubt about it. Same with Grayson himself.
Okay.
But maybe to add the guys that are slumping right now that are in there every night.
So No.
It's still not a good comment.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
It does not.
So I'm going to go out there and suck. I'm not going to try. Well, why are you in the lineup? If you're resting your sub, did Gunnar Henderson look like a guy that was resting when he struck out with the bases loaded last night? Yeah. He looked like a guy that was very frustrated that he had a chance to maybe give them the lead in that situation in the seventh inning, and he struck out. Now, I'm not buying that. I don't think it's the active players. Nah, maybe he's speaking for himself and trying to umbrella everybody. I don't know.
If that's the case, then, you know, qualify it and say, this is how I feel, not sure. We.
But who else could he be referring? You think Adley's half-assing it because he's sickening himself for the playoffs?
No, I don't agree with him from either perspective. Yeah, but
I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it because, you know what, that if that's the truth, then you're talking about guys that really don't love the game and passionate about it, and that's the total opposite of what you've seen from these guys and know about these guys.
This is their first sense of failure, and they're not White Sox bad. They're having losing months. For the first time, for this will be Gunnar's first ever, and Rutschman full 2 months of losing since they've been in the majors. Nah, I'm not buying that. If that's the assumption that we're just resting for the playoff, you can't just turn on the switch.
Nope.
So were you resting in July? You know what I mean? This has been going on since the middle of June.
I think it's a young.
They got
player,
me running hot all of a sudden.
Fair enough, a young player. Poor choice of words, clearly misspoke, even if it's what he meant. He shouldn't have said it. Be thankful you don't play in New York, because this would be brought up to you every single day for the rest of the season.
Headlines in the back page of the paper.
Right. And in Baltimore, it might get addressed a day later, and that'll be that.
We're addressing it. You have been addressed, Grayson Rodriguez. But the Orioles lose last night, if you missed it, 6-3. The only three runs coming on a Colton Cowser home run. Orioles were 1-for-7, runners in scoring position, 3-for-20 in the series. And as we talked about, Steve Molesky wrote it on Masson, last 12 games, they're hitting less than .150 with runners in scoring position. So that doesn't sound like a team that's resting for the playoffs.
No.
That sounds like a team's kind of sucking.
Yeah.
Right now. Maybe he's trying to make excuses for why they're
Let me ask you what you thought last night. Because I thought, when I'm watching it, I thought, you know, Bowman looked tired and he let him stay in. I thought he let him stay in too long and walked.
Oh, the Hider hook should have been
no doubt
in play.
Because, I mean, the next four pitches he threw, it was like, I just want to get out of here. I've thrown 40 pitches already.
Yeah, he was laboring for sure, no doubt about it. And, you know, Birch Beer's been scuffling here a little bit as of late. And as you mentioned, Soto, okay, he was unscathed. But this is a guy that's a two-time All-Star as a closer. I mean, he's going to have to high-leverage it up. And look, I'm as big an Oriole fan as you're going to find. But expecting everyone to just return in mass, and they're going to be like they were on June 1st, that is an unrealistic expectation.
No, you'd be lucky to get one of them back.
Yeah.
And actually hit the ground running and perform that same way. I mean, I'm operating under the assumption that none of them will be on the playoff roster. And I think that if you're Hyde or you're Elias, that you have to have the same approach. We can't bank on any of these guys. We got to figure out a way to win with what we have now.
It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. We have time for a call. Nolan McGraw, you
on the other side.
On the other side, we'll take a phone call. Eric DaCosta met with the media yesterday. I thought it was like a secret, terrific, super, you got an invite only to be there sort of thing. But there he is in front of a bunch of microphones and cameras.
Yeah, there, it was only, I looked to me like it was just the local beat writers.
Mm. Well, anyway, we're going to hear from him as we're now, 6 days away? From the start of the NFL season?
A week from now, Bob, we'll be like,
doing a post-game
show.
Yeah. And today, speaking of the start of football, we start our picks for 2024 because there's a plethora of college football games. There was a bunch last night. Deion and his boys. They got an offense. Nebraska scores what, 40? You don't think Matt Rhule's going to try to run up the score next week?
Yeah.
But don't question Deion or he'll ban you from the press conference. 410-583-1057 Plaza Sports text line. Going to hear from Eric DaCosta in our next segment. But we're talking Orioles right now. Lose 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers. And after winning the opener and with Burns going in game 2, I was very confident of a series win Instead, they go meekly into the Chavez Ravine night. Now go take it on the Rockies, who stink. But what, since July 1st, I believe they have a winning record at home, and tonight's game happens to be in Colorado.
And these are the kind of games, Bob, that they got to win. You know, but the only thing is I'm just not confident that they can go on a long run. And you know what the good thing, though, is? The Yankees can't either.
That's saving them.
No doubt.
Either team gets hot or would have gotten hot by now. They're about five games.
Yeah.
But it goes both ways. Because the Yankees just dropped two out of three to the Nationals. And where are they? They got the Cardinals tonight at home. And St. Louis is fighting for wild card stuff. So they have things to play for. But neither team wants. It's like, hey, Hides to Aaron Boone. Hey, you take it. Nah, I don't want it. You take it.
Right.
Nah, you take it. I don't want it. You take it. But you think, I don't know, an injured Yankee would be like, oh, we're resting for the wild card round. They didn't even make the playoffs last year. And they would view this as, man, we win the division, we get 4 or 5 days off. That is a very beneficial thing for us. Well,
especially this year with all these, get healthy. Because all teams are banged up right now.
Yep, and you look at the American League, and we'll get to the standings here in another hour or so. Throw a dart. Yankees could win the World Series. Yeah, I can see that. Or they'll lose in the first round. Yeah, I can see that too. Same with the Orioles, the Guardians, the Royals, the Twins. It all, to me, it just keeps going back to the Astros being the team that's going to have the staying power because they have guys that have done that before. Manager, not so much. Joe Espada. But they've got some winning dudes. So the American League East up for grabs. Orioles suck right now. I mean, it is what it is. 2 months losing record kind of speaks for itself. Ravens, they go to Kansas City next Thursday, 6 days from now. 3-point dogs against the defending Super Bowl champs. And I heard, I saw Jameson on Jameson Ensley on ESPN. And Lamar said, hey, yeah, we win by 50 points. It's not going to take away what happened in January.
Nope.
I mean, that loss will last forever, even winning convincingly Thursday. I mean, it'd be a nice win, good way to kick off the season, but doesn't rectify that debacle in the AFC Championship game.
No, that you got to live with that. And that, yeah, like you said, Bob, that's not going away because that's playoffs. And this, you know, when they're talking on TV Thursday night, they'll say, you know, they're running the ball. They're doing what they should have done last year.
Well, you got Derrick Henry this year, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's get out to the phones. Go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Pull him up there for me, Nolan. Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening, bud?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How are you?
Good, man.
You guys know how many run-on sentence thoughts you created playing that clip from Grayson?
Yeah. I mean, I think he was running his yapper maybe longer than he should have. He was a run-on comment right there.
Whoa. I like that young man. I think he's going to be awesome, and he already has been. But we'll certainly refine that media side to his game. My couple thoughts were their upside thoughts. But like, I liked. I think it was either Big Ben or Jim Palmer that had said about Santander picking that 3-0 pitch, and if it wasn't the one he wanted, he would have. You know, he was going to take. And I think that's great for now if we're reeling, you know what I mean? Hit the ones we can because, like, on the one pitch, I think it was his first at-bat, Jackson Holliday, that lower right-hand inside corner four-seam fastball is the one he wants to hit out of the stadium instead of having to get into a deeper count and chase a curveball or breaking ball in the dirt. And, you know, just things I noticed. And, you know, look, if we're going to preserve for the playoffs, then why don't we just swing away?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call. Have a great holiday weekend, no doubt about it. But, I mean, I don't think they're in a position to be picky with when they want to try or not try. I think they're in the position right now. Offensively, everyone's trying to hit a 5-run homer. How many bats where the launch angle is to hit it, you know, 500 feet. When's the last time they've strung together hits and put together these crooked number of innings that didn't involve a home run, like the Dodgers can do.
Yesterday they did that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can get a bloop and a bleeder here, and then a bases clearing gap shot. Orioles haven't done that forever, it seems.
No. Nope. They have not stacked back-to-back-to-back hits. I mean, when Santander got the homer, and the walks were involved there. Sure. Wasn't hits.
Yep. And that was, what, last Friday? A week ago. Seems like only yesterday, but since the Orioles won those two dramatic games against the Astros, what, they've dropped three of their last four games, and the offensive production has been non-productive. We have time for a call. You want to wait? Yes, he says. That's Nolan McGraw. Says, take the call from Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Hey, good day, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, Q.
Hey,
man.
First and foremost, Vinny, I know you tried to clean it up, but reporting fake news is not cool, man. Yesterday with Cordell, but that's what happens when you have a personal feeling towards somebody or something. So anything that's reported, you jump on it to prove your point. Remember yesterday when Cordell was saying, oh, look, I think it was during NFL lunch when he was saying the Jets, it's a quote-unquote unanimous agent saying that the Jets is in complete disarray, and you were saying...
Oh, that was The Athletic. It was The Athletic saying that.
That's a fake report, man. But he reported it anyway.
But I said that I've talked to... Because I got a couple good friends on that staff, and I have not heard anything like that.
And that's what I'm saying. It was a fake report that was reported out there, because if you notice, throughout this whole postseason, it's one fake report after another when it comes to the Jets. So, again, man, I see you try to do your part, so I tip my cap. And as far as the Yanks and Olds is concerned, man, I'm going to go with the Yanks, man, even though that was the bet with me and Rayshon way ahead of time before the season, in the beginning of the season. But I'm just going to go with what's working offensively. Both teams' pitches, starting pitches, is garbage.
Both bullpens suck, too, for the most part.
Exactly. So the pitching is not to be relied on, but I'm going to go with the hot hands, which is our two sluggers.
Judge and Soto.
Plus Stanton is starting to heat up, as well as Jazz. So I'm going to go with that over the young guys. I think the Olds over-succeeded last year.
No.
Props to them for doing what they did last year, but this is a new year. They'll make the postseason, but that's that. Hey, give me your opinion on Witt. From KC. I think he's MVP material because...
100% he's MVP. Thanks, Q, because we got to get a break. I talked about it earlier this week. It's Soto, Judge, Bobby Witt. That's it. Those are your three. Like Gunnar and Ramirez are on the periphery. Gunnar's dipping significantly in that conversation, but it's a three-man race.
Yep.
Because if Bobby Witt can carry Kansas City to the division championship, I think he deserves serious consideration. And with Soto and Judge, if they're not doing well, the Yankees aren't scoring.
No.
And a Q's point, and I know a lot of you might be clenching your old butt cheeks over this. I mean, are you more confident that Soto and Judge are going to carry the Yankees than Gunnar and Santander or Gunnar and Adley? Let's keep it real. Period, point blank. How much? It's not going to look dramatically different. Let's not turn it into some sort of hyperbole here. But could there be some tweakage, shall we say, before Arrowhead?
Tweakage? Bob, to be totally honest, tweakage that'll matter? I don't see anything that's going to make a difference for that game. You know, because, Bob, today is... They're practicing today. Today's their first day with... You know, because when they go out there now and be like, man, where'd everybody go? You know, because you got 53 and then they only have 15 on the practice squad right now. So I guess they can add another practice squad person. But Bob, the way they're looking at it, today is Friday, which is their Monday. Today is Monday for the Ravens.
So tell our listeners what a Monday practice usually entails.
Well, just because they've had time now, the coaches and stuff, they've probably given the game plan. Everybody's got the game plan because they don't want to give the game plan to players that were going to get cut and stuff because Kansas City could have picked them up or whatever. So today is the first day that they're installing exactly what they're doing with Kansas City. And a lot of those, the practice squatters, they're running the show team. All those guys, they're Kansas City, whether they're offense or defense, they're playing Kansas City, a lot of them, and so are some of the second teamers. But Today is Monday for them. Tomorrow, Saturday for the Ravens, is Tuesday. Sunday is Wednesday. Next Monday is Thursday. Tuesday is Friday for the Ravens. And Wednesday is Saturday, which should be walkthrough travel day. And then game day. So that is the Ravens' schedule. So, you know, that's how they'll approach this week. Like, college football and stuff, they're not paying a lot of attention to the, I guess, players when they get done with work. But, I mean, and I don't know if they'll if they got to give them a day off, then I guess they would be off Tuesday. They would be off, Bob, which would be tomorrow, which could possibly be. And I guess league rules, they have to have a day, maybe. I don't know. But then Sunday is a big practice. Actually, today's practice is kind of bonus because normally on a Monday, middle part of the season, you know, victory Mondays and stuff, you're not practicing. But because of where you are in the season, they're getting an extra day of work this week for the Chiefs.
We're going to be hearing from Eric DaCosta as he met with the media yesterday throughout the show. News from the Nest, NFL Lunch. News from the Nest at noon, NFL Lunch. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us, as a matter of fact, in a matter of minutes. Going to talk college football. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, 11:30. A lot of games last night. North Carolina won a game, but looks like lost their quarterback.
Yeah, after Brad Johnson's
delay,
son.
Yeah, in Minnesota. Deion's crew held off North Dakota State. They've got Nebraska coming up next Saturday. Maryland, they kick off their season coming up tomorrow at noon against UConn. It's 20.5-point favorites. We'll talk to Dave LaMonaco from Terrapin Times about that later on in the program coming up around 1:30. We have Maryland tomorrow at noon, right, Nolan? Our pregame stuff starts around 11 o'clock. Orioles are in Colorado taking on the Rockies. Albert Suarez against Austin Gomber, left-hander with an inflated earned run average and a losing record. Raise your hand if you think he's going to look like Sandy Koufax tonight against the Orioles. Austin Slater might have to carry this Orioles offense, but Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6. Tim Barbalace, Ryan Ripken, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Getting ready for that. We got picks coming up. We got the whip around coming up. We got some fun house trips. American League East report. Only one game in the division. It was an interdivision game at that. We'll give you the standings update and all that fun stuff. But if you want to join us, you can. It's Sports at 583-1057. Featured artist Friday is Black Sabbath, Ozzy or Dio. Are we going into the Ian Gillan years? I mean, there are a lot of singers from... Now, I think Rob just said it's Dio or Ozzy. Yeah, I'll draw the line there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.